often family members who, and I heard one person say this, is that, well, she doesn't need it anymore, and it's my inheritance. And I said, but your mother's not dead yet. So it's an inheritance. It isn't yours now, unless she's written something, put something in writing that gave it to you. And she left her mother with no means, so she'd gone off to Europe, left her mother with no way to pay for her care. And that's not uncommon. Unfortunately, it's more common now than it's ever been. People are greedy. The founder of the Methodist movement, John Wesley, understood himself very well. He writes in his journal, "When I have money, I get rid of it quickly, lest it find a way into my heart." He understood. Peter Woods, who is a philosopher and theologian, thinks that we should look at materialism, that wanting, you know, the Tesla instead of the Leaf electric car, wanting, I mean, they're lovely things, these creations are beautiful, but wanting more than you need, it's greed. Wanting things, no matter what it costs you or your family, it's greed. We have greed for control, greed for security, greed for attention, and greed for money, material things. And Peter Wood says, if we take the mater, M-A-T-E-R, out of materialism, and started to cherish the feminine side of God and Mother Earth, we would begin to look at the world in a whole different way. When parishes were doing their hard work and they were struggling over whether women should be ordained or not, and after this sermon today you may decide it was a bad idea, but they did an exercise. Most of the parishes in the country did an exercise, and they wrote down the qualities they wanted to see if they were going to have a new parish priest, male or female, and what qualities they valued in the male clergy that they had already. Tenderness, nurturing, being there to listen, warmth, and it went on and on. And then someone pointed out to them, but those are qualities that we actually think women have. And suddenly the light bulbs went on across the country, in most places, not all places, but most places. Some of them still haven't gone on, but that's all right. And women, I mean, and enlightened leaders like Archbishop Somerville said, we are going to ordain women because they do indeed have a calling to a vocation to service. After all, what do women do in most of the world? They serve. They cook. They make meals, they clean, they love their families. And look at this family gathered together for a Sunday meal, which is nurturing, life-giving. It is everything that we dream of in a family. And sure, we squabble like the young man wanting more of the inheritance or wanting new carpets or not new carpets or whatever it is, and churches have problems. But because we love one another in the name of Christ, we settle the matters. And not everyone wins, but it's not about winning or losing. It's about doing what is best for the family. And it's tough sometimes. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to do what's best when you don't think it's the right thing. So back to mater and materialism. And Mother Earth. If we could begin to think, Mother Earth, God uses Mother Earth to nurture us, to grow abundant crops, to hold us, and we're told God holds us in the palm of God's hands. And if we thought more about the gentleness and the caring that God gives us every single day, all we have to do today is just get up or look out the window. That's all we had to do. And then come to be with the family, to give thanks for what we have. And if we could get beyond the addictions, and I'm not saying you have any, but I know I have some. So if we could get beyond those and believe that we can change the world for the better, because that's what God wants us to do, it will happen. If we can treat Mother Earth with the same gentle care and love, perhaps giving up our fears and addictive behaviors, there is still hope for each of us and for the generations to come in this world, in relationship with one another and God. You see, this poor man who was going to build the bigger barns and was told, you know, I'm sorry, but your soul is going to be taken from you tonight, so forget about it. And we need to live each day as if it is the best, the most beautiful, and maybe the last day of our lives. We do not know. At the end of the work by Goethe of Faust, the mythical choir sings, "All that is transitory shows us the way. Is only a symbol what seems unachievable here is seen done. What's indescribable here becomes fast. Women eternally show us the way." Amen.